Good morning, listeners. It's me again, Martin, returning for, once again, my consistently not daily, daily audio boo. I'm quite frustrated, really, if I'm honest, because, well, first of all, it's pre-7 o'clock, and I'm awake, and I didn't have a train to catch, so I could have stayed in bed a bit longer, but that's not the real reason I'm frustrated. The genuine reason is, actually, I do want to make this daily. This audio boo, maybe one or two a day even. The problem? Well, the app, the audio boo app on my phone is consistently letting me down. I can record a boo, and then it won't upload. And the problem is that it will add them to a queue, so I don't mind it trying to upload when I'm in a Wi-Fi area. So when I get back home, if it tries to upload, that's fine. But I do that, and then it tries to upload and gets halfway through and fails. So then I tap to retry, and it fails again. And then I forget that I've done that and give up. And then the next day, I record an audio boo. And instead of just uploading that one that I've just recorded, it adds it to a queue and tries to add the first one again and fails and then never delivers any of the boos that are now in the queue, which is now 2. And then you do it again, and then you've got 3 boos in a queue, and it doesn't upload any of them. And that's incredibly frustrating. Particularly when you want to do boos about current topics. So, for instance, one of the things I want to talk about, and I haven't mentioned it so far, is the rumour, which I think might have turned into a confirmation now, I'm not sure, that UFC has struck a TV deal with the Fox network in the States. And originally I was thinking, what does this mean for MMA or UFC coverage in the UK? We know that Fox Network is a News Corp organisation. It's a News Corp owned, sorry. And Sky News is, B Sky B in the UK, and Sky Sports is largely owned by News Corp as well. So there's obviously a clear Murdoch link there, and it makes me wonder whether UFC is going to try and break into the mainstream, and if they'll continue with pay-per-view broadcast. Now, what you would assume is that they'll have some, when you break down the deal and the costs involved, they're going to have to start pulling in some real big numbers in terms of viewers in order to make up for the loss, the extra money that they're getting paid by Fox. And you'd expect them to be some big draw fighters in there, you know, some Anderson Silvers, Brock Lesnar's GSPs on some of the network shows without them being paid view. Now, obviously, that means those fighters are going to lose, the big name draws lose a slice of the pay-per-view money that they currently get. But in the UK, you know, us fans in the UK are going to have to watch what the UFC do carefully. If the UFC abandon the pay-per-view model and abandon the current position that it holds as a relatively niche sport and becomes mainstream and gets mainstream coverage, in the UK you would expect, and I would certainly expect, that they won't move to the pay-per-view model, or they won't start doing pay-per-view events in the UK. That's something I personally was quite concerned about. I already pay enough for subscriptions to various channels, and I don't want to have to pay another, you know, £20 to £40 a month to watch UFC, although I do love it. So I think if they go the Fox model and go for a purely mainstream approach and avoid the pay-per-view events in the UK, we should watch out, because I suspect UFC will move to Sky Sports away from ESPN. If that's the case, well, let me just say this. I'd rather UFC stayed out of the hands of Murdoch. I'll catch you later, guys.